Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and on today's Hot Pipes, I'll be playing popular music composed in France in the last century or so. George Wright opens with a track he taped on the Wurlitzer of the Fox Theatre San Francisco for a 1960 hi-fi release, Under Paris Skies. Fox Wurlitzer in the hands of George Wright and Sous le Ciel de Paris, Under Paris Skies, composed in 1951, and one of Edith Piaf's hits of the time. 6 years earlier, in 1945, a song written in France charted for a number of American artists, including Bing Crosby, Joe Stafford and Benny Goodman, but the recording by Freddie Martin and his orchestra hit number one in Italy that year, and in the USA the following year. It was a ballad, simply called Symphony.
Thank you.
Symphony, Bill Vlasic and the Paramount Music Palace Wurlitzer, Indianapolis, released on his 1992 CD, Sentimental Journey. I'm leaving the 20th century briefly for this next selection, the Overture to Raymond by Ambroise Thomas, composed in 1851. Anne Leaf played this very different arrangement of the piece on her That Ain't the Way I Heard It LP, recorded on the Robert Morton in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, California. Anne Leaf with her interpretation of the Overture from Raymond, a comic opera by Ambroise Thomas. One of the best-known French songs started life as Les Feuilles Mortes, literally translated as The Dead Leaves. It was written in 1947 by Joseph Cosma, a one-hit wonder in the English-speaking world. Johnny Mercer changed the title to something more attractive, and Autumn Leaves was born. Ex-Odeon Leicester Square house organist John Howlett recorded this track on the BBC Moller for a 1962 broadcast. You can't go very far in French popular music of the 40s and 50s without hearing the songs of Edith Piaf. Here's another song that she popularised back in 1951. Padam Padam describes how a certain melody evokes memories of a former lover. This haunting waltz was recorded by Harry Connick on the Wurlitzer of the Senate Theatre Detroit in aid of his own cancer research charity. Dutch organist Piet van Egmond with Charles Trenet's Boom, composed in 1938, and another track recorded on the BBC Muller when it was in the Jubilee Chapel in Hoxton, East London, sometime between 1957 and 1961. The French, like most Europeans, love their waltzes, and in 1904, one of the most enduring slow waltzes was composed for the French Music Hall. Fascination later received English lyrics and appeared in several films from the early 30s on, and in 1957, Dinah Shore and Jane Morgan both revived the melody again. One of the most glorious theatre pipe recordings of the song that I have is by Ashley Miller playing the Wurlitzer in Radio City Music Hall, New York in 1960. Fascination, Ashley Miller and the Radio City Wurlitzer. To close, it's back to another song by singer-songwriter Charles Trenet. In French, it's La Mer, but for some reason the English version tacked on the word beyond, as in beyond the sea. This is Michael Waldridge playing a Paramount 332 virtual theatre organ on his 2011 CD release Virtuoso. We'll be right back. La Mer, Michael Waldrich and the remarkable piperless Paramount 332 closes today's show. Hope you've enjoyed my trip across the channel to sample music from the pens of French composers. I'll be back next week with more great music played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ, but in the meantime, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes. ¶¶